Motorists living in Wellington and parts of the South Island remain frustrated at having to pay more for petrol than anyone else. In Wānaka, it costs $2.639 for a litre of 91 octane. Wellingtonians are paying $2.489 a litre for petrol at the main stations in town. Now, that's more than in Auckland, which even with its new fuel tax is sitting around $2.459 in the central city. In Hunterville, where you can fill your tank at just $2.30. Just $2.30. Laura Dooney and video journalist Richard Tindler went to ask Wellingtonians what they make of all of this.
On Adelaide Road in the suburb of Newtown, two main players sit right opposite each other, BP and Caltex. Both are charging very close to $2.49 a litre, and motorists are not impressed.
Expensive overall, yeah. I can understand why though. If infrastructure is still going to, you know, benefit from it, then happy to go for it, but it is expensive. So I usually fill up further up north, but because it's where I work, but because I live down here, then I fill up in the CBD.
We live in Australia, we reckon it's pretty bad, like you're paying double the amount. And
the prices in Wellington are actually some of the worst. Did you notice that when you filled up?
Yeah. It's like $2.30 or something. Where were we? Wanganui.
Wanganui, yeah.
A lot less.
It's gone up in the last 3 months. Oh, say, because I just fill up petrol for our mower. From the beginning of the year, it's gone up $8, from $20 to $28 now, just to fill up a small can.
An 18-minute drive away at a challenge station in Johnsonville, the price is 4 cents a litre cheaper. It's not a huge drop, but enough to attract the locals.
BP and Z are next to each other, but they just keep the same prices. So I always come to challenge, because it's close as well, so it's not too far.
So you do make the extra effort to come here and save that little bit of money?
Yeah. Indeed.
Lloyd Hassard, the owner of the Johnsonville Challenge, says the reason his prices are slightly lower is simple.
Well, we're not that much lower, only a couple of cents, but I mean, it's over to their head office, I guess. A lot of those sites are run by the oil companies, so we're independent, and they're not independent as such.
He says there used to be challenge stations in Wellington.
Well, what challenge sites there were around have now disappeared because Caltex bought them and sold a lot of the, you know, a few of the sites off, and so they've gone to the big oil companies.
In Timaru, two women have started a Facebook event calling for people to boycott petrol stations on October the 26th and 27th as a protest about the inflated prices. The government insists taxes aren't the reason prices are so high and is planning to push through legislation to allow the Commerce Commission to carry out market studies and require companies to hand over information. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says fuel companies need to explain why there's a 40 cent variation in fuel prices across the country.
Just this morning, the fuel station nearest my home is charging 10 cents less a litre than the fuel station near the airport in Wellington. 10 cents less, and that's with the regional fuel tax in Auckland. There are variations in prices that cannot be explained solely by transport costs.
In the meantime, though, the cost of petrol is likely to hit the wallets of everyone, particularly those in the capital. In Wellington, for Checkpoint, call Laura Dooney, tēnā.
Another fuel company that manages to keep prices down, South Island's NPD, says it does so in a number of ways, including a lean management model and improving economies of scale. They only operate in the South Island, and good news for Wānaka residents struggling with the price of fuel, they're actively looking for a site to develop there. We also heard that Gull during the week are trying to get into Wellington, and they have similar approaches to their management. The Prime Minister also confirming that she wanted to get them down to Wellington, so there may be some relief to come there.